Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. In today's program, you can hear the news calendar of the day to follow, then with the Tuesday's features, Profile, which is dedicated to outstanding poet of Albanian National Renaissance, Anton Zako Çajupi, and to conclude with Albanian Folklore. The main stories. The Assembly of Albania and the Westminster Foundation for Democracy held a discussion table on the topic of increasing the role of Parliament's legislation and supervision. Incorporating the mechanisms into parliamentary activity, increasing efficiency, achieving political consensus, according to Speaker Lindita Nicola, is the duty of the Assembly of Albania. Nicola said that Great Britain is giving great support, not only politically but also financially, for the strengthening of legislative control and strengthening of other functions of the Assembly of Albania. The Assembly provides commitment and political support to parliamentary control and the fight against corruption, said Nicola, among others, during the discussion. On the eve of the Catholic Easter Holy Week, the Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of Albania, Igli Hasani, started an official visit to the Vatican, where he met with the Secretary of the Holy See for Relations with States and International Organizations, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher. Minister Hasani emphasized that Albania's relations with the Vatican go beyond institutional relations, as they are spiritual and an inspiration for Albanians. The two ministers also discussed the developments in the region, focusing especially on the need for normalization of dialogue and stability in function of the European integration of the region. Minister Hasani participated also in the conference Dialogue and Religious Brotherhood for Peace, organized by the Pontifical Gregorian University in cooperation with the Albanian Embassy in the Vatican. Albanian Minister of Defense Niko Peleshi considers as essential the commitment and dedication of Albanian troops in 8 important international missions to ensure regional peace and stability. In a post on social networks, Peleshi emphasized that Albania is an exporter of peace and a dignified NATO ally. Last week, the Council of Ministers of Albania decided to extend the participation of armed forces of Albania in the international military operation KFOR in Kosovo. The Minister for Economy, Culture and Innovation, Blendi Gonja, held a meeting with the Dutch ambassador Renoir Vos in the premises of the Ministry of Economy, Culture and Innovation in an informative conversation about the mission of this ministry. Gonja informed through social networks that at the center of the talks were the economic and commercial exchanges between the Netherlands and Albania, emphasizing the potentials and opportunities to further develop, encourage entrepreneurship, as well as creating a more suitable environment for their development. Another topic of conversation among the main ones of this meeting was the cultural weeks that promote the diversity of cultures and interaction between communities. Referring to the set objective of Albanian government to achieve a quality standard for the international markets of the agricultural exports, in an interview for the Albanian radio and television, Albanian Minister of Agriculture Anila Denai stated that National Scheme for Agriculture is an incentive to merge. We are not looking to unite the properties differently from the agricultural cooperative companies, clarifies Albanian Minister of Agriculture Anila Denai in regards to the National Agricultural Financing Scheme. The progress of the reforms is a condition for benefiting from the economic growth plan of 6 billion euros presented by the European Commission in November of 2023, stated André Rizzo, the chargé d'affaires of the European Union delegation in Albania, during the round table held at Europe House in Tirana, where the common regional market and the country's reform in the new growth plan were discussed. It is good news that there is already a significant takeover of the growth plan in the region. The European Commission estimates that the growth plan is capable of contributing in having a transformative effect on the economies of the region, provided that the reforms according to the plan are fully accomplished, said André Rizzo. While the German ambassador to Albania, Karl Bergner, said that Germany fully supports the new growth plan. February has further clarified the positive panorama of tourism widely anticipated by tour operators. Foreign arrivals marked a 55.4% increase in the second month of the year compared to the same period of a year ago, according to the official statistics of the Institute of Statistics of Albania, INSTAT. According to the publication, the arrivals of Albanian and foreign citizens in Albania during February 2024 were 981,295. This figure represents an increase of 41.1% compared to February 2023. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, calendar of the day. On March the 26th, 1451, in Gaeta, Italy, representatives of George Castriotti Skanderbeg and the King of Naples, Alphonse V, signed the alliance agreement known as the Treaty of Gaeta. This meant financial and military assistance for the defense of Albania from the Ottoman incursions. On March the 26th, 1879, the Albanian League of Prizren decided to send a delegation headed by Abdul Frashri to main European capitals to protect and promote the rights of Albanians and their territories. On March the 26th, 1920, parliamentary life began in Albania as a realization after two previous failed attempts in 1912 and in 1918. On March the 26th, 1933, the distinguished painter Ismail Lubani, or as it is called, the painter of national motifs, was born in Shkodër. More than 50 of his paintings are the property of the National Art Gallery in Tirana, where the painting Shote Galiza and Liberation of Kosovo stand out. On March the 26th, 1990, a demonstration broke out in Kavaja against the Maoist regime. On March the 26th, 1998, over 15,000 Albanian immigrants from several cities in the United States of America and Canada gathered in Washington, D.C. in front of the White House and demonstrated for over 7 hours against the Serbian violence in Kosovo. This is Radio Tirana. That was calendar for March the 16th.
Vegjë me një top, e porta me gur, të nona mbushe me njerës, ditë e natë pa fund, kom shite lumtur me kafe, zemrë hapur shdo her, kur uri sheqer, mbylla fletore në mjaft, nuk e di ku do dalë, këto kujtime më mbajnë, për duat shot të ardhmen, të shkruaj për ty, për vete për ne të tre, nesër duat të them, jemi më mirë se djetë. Non të reza motivimi gjithë jetës time Do pasion dhe rikim Kësa i thonë arritje Se një zemër e hapu shliron reze drite Djelin e vënd të dajt Nga perëndimin lindje Haro para gjykimet Bo pjesë e historis Ylli radhës në flamurin Europian shtëpis Shikoni si po vi Ku isha ku arrita Dje dhe sot, sot e nesër Erdi tita
Gëzuar për mua dhe ty Ajo që falë Dina të rallë Gëzuar për dashurin Gëzuar për ditë që do vinë Me gotat në aja Aja
Pa qaruhet në vepra jo me ushtri Me skitë së mani jak që mbjellin lot dhe frik Botës si duen më shumë njerë si une Ti, se kur thua të vërtetën ke një super fuqi Që nuk një kufi Bindje fe etni Në demokraci Unë do firmoj riri Dhe më të gjopë kom shi Kohën mos ma këthe Bëje një kronik në gur Kadare I ka të gjeja një opcion të dytë Qytetin ti me dash zemrë Më përbonë në sytë E se jam fjalli ytë E me të njëtin pasion Merja me qindra mesajë Sa nga mungon kampion Doja familjen ti me ngreja ty në shdo vag Nga faqa në nëshqiva lotët Ku nuk theva nga lag Shikoni si po vi Ku isha ku arrita Dje dhe sot, sot e nesë Erdi dita
Hey, hey, gëzuar për dashurin Gëzuar për mua dhe ty Ajo që falam Bina ty rale Gëzuar për dashurin Gëzuar për dit që do vin Me gotat në ajer Ajer Me gotat në ajer 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 Ajer
Radio Tirana Profile Today Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Andon Zako Çajupi, a poet, playwright, activist of the National Renaissance. Andon Zako Çajupi was born in Sheper, Zagoria. He received his primary education at the Greek school in Nivan, Zagoria. In 1882, he settled in Alexandria, where he studied for 5 years at the French Lyceum Saint Catherine des Lazarets. During his stay in Alexandria, he met many foreign lawyers and influenced him to continue his studies in jurisprudence in Switzerland. In 1887, Çajupi went to Switzerland and pursued studies in this discipline for 5 years. He returned to Egypt, where he devoted himself to the national movement, becoming one of the central figures of the Albanian colony in that country. In Cairo, where he settled permanently, he worked for some time as a lawyer. By the 19th century, he actively participated in the Albanian patriotic movement and staunchly supported it. In the broader patriotic circles, he became known for an article he wrote in the debate of the Albanian alphabet issue, where he opposed the adoption of Greek alphabet for the Albanian language. In 1909, he published the famous essay, The Club of Salonika, a devastating pamphlet against the internal enemies of the Albanian national movement. His fervent patriotism and staunch stance against foreign invaders placed Çajupi at the forefront of patriots operating in Egypt. In 1919, he was elected president of the Society Brotherhood based in Cairo. He was the inspirer and one of the drafters of the memorandum that Albanians in Egypt sent to the peace conference in 1919 in defense of the territorial integrity of Albania. In 1920, he founded the Society of Friends, which in 1928 raised its voice against the proclamation of monarchy by Ahmet Sogu. The first known writing is the article Seeking an Alphabet, published in the magazine Albania in Bucharest. Almost simultaneously with his patriotic activities, Chayupi began his literary work. In 1902, he published the book Father Tomori, one of the most distinguished works of the National Renaissance literature. With his collection characterized by a patriotic, democratic, and popular spirit in content and form, Chayupi provided valuable assistance to enrich Albanian literature. In the first and second parts of the book, patriotic verses and those on the theme of love are arranged in succession. Verses with a social character and Albanian fables are included in the third part of the book, which concludes with the famous comedy, A Tale from the Past. The long poem Father Tomori, with which the collection opens, is a fiery call to compatriots to awaken and strive for their enslaved homeland. The fervent patriotism distinguishes other poetic creations as well, such as Motherland, Who Are We?, Where Have We Been Stuck?, where the poet's concern is evident as he sees that the movement had not yet gained the momentum he desired. In a series of poems, the poet speaks about the social wounds of the Albanian village, My Village, Migration, The Cry of the Ba, etc., and extols love, human feeling. Chayupi's democratic views found expression in a series of poems where oppression and social inequality are struck and the life of freedom is dignified. And now some lines from the poem Motherland from the volume Father Tomori, translated from the Albanian by Robert Else. Motherland's the country where I first raised my head, where I love my parents, where every stone knows me, and I made my home, where I first knew God, where my ancestors lived and left their graves behind them, where I grew on bits of bread, where I learned to speak my language, where I have my friends and family, where I've laughed and I've cried, where I dwell with mirth and hope, where I one day long to perish. This poem, written by Andon Zako Chayupi, describes with a profound sensitivity his connection to his homeland. Through simple words, he expresses the emotions experienced in his homeland, love for his parents, connection to the nature and culture of his country, as well as a deep sense of national identity. The poem reflects the beauty and importance of the homeland for the individual, describing it as the place where he was born, developed, and will build his memories and dreams. Chayupi presents the homeland as a rich treasure trove of emotions and values that make it a special place for each of us. In the history of Albanian literature, Chayupi also held a place as a playwright. His comedies, especially A Tale from the Past and After Death, written in 1910 and published in 1937, are particularly important as they provided valuable assistance in the development of this genre in our literature. In the first comedy, the author plays with light humor the mentality and primitive customs of the Albanian village, which he portrays vividly with fullness and ethnographic richness. After Death is a political comedy, where through beautifully found comic situations, he describes with sarcasm the devastating portrait of the politician who plays the game of the Young Turks within the Albanian patriotic movement. Chayupi's pen also belongs to the tragedy The Man of the Soil, published in 1937. Chayupi remains one of the most distinguished representatives of traditional, patriotic, democratic literature who paved the way for realism in Albanian literature. That is all about today's profile. Radio Tirana. The last feature for today, Albanian folklore. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Albanian mythology. Albanian folklore beliefs and mythological tales encompass the beliefs expressed in the customs, rituals, myths, legends, folk tales of the Albanian people. The elements of Albanian mythology have ancient Paleo-Balkan origins and almost are pagan. Albanian folklore evolved over centuries in a relatively isolated culture and clan society. Albanian folk tales are still very much alive in the mountainous regions of Albania, Kosovo, western North Macedonia, Montenegro, southern Serbia, as well as among the Arbores in Italy and Arvanites in Greece. In Albanian mythology, physical phenomena, elements and objects are attributed to supernatural beings. The deities are generally not persons, but animistic personifications of nature. The earliest documented worship of the Albanians is the worship of the sun and the moon. In Albanian folklore, beliefs the worship of the earth and the sky holds a special place, and fire plays an important role, considered a living, holy, divine element used for rituals, sacrifices, and purification. The worship of fire is associated with the cult of the sun, the cult of the earth, and the cult of fertility in agriculture and animal husbandry. Besa is a common practice in Albanian culture, consisting of an oath made by the sun, the moon, the sky, the earth, fire, stone, mountain, water, and serpent, all of which are considered sacred objects. Linked to freedom and heroism, the eagle is the totem of the Albanian people. The widespread popular symbol is the snake, a totem of the Albanians associated with the cults of the earth, water, sun, hearth, ancestors, as well as with fate, fortune, and fertility. The worship of the sun and the moon also appears in Albanian folk legends and art. Albanian myths and legends are organized around the dichotomy of good and evil, the most famous representation of which is a legendary battle between the dragon and the she-dragon, a conflict symbolizing the cynical return to the watery world of death, realizing the cosmic renewal of rebirth. The spinners of fate, called Ora or Fati, control the order of the universe and enforce its laws. Characters in Albanian folk tales, legends and myths include humans, demigods, monsters, as well as supernatural beings in the forms of humans, animals and plants. A very common motif in Albanian folk narratives is metamorphosis. Men turn into dragons, wolves and owls, while women turn into mushrooms, frogs and snakes. Among the main components of Albanian folk poetry are the songs of the heroes, the traditional non-historical cycle of Albanian epic songs based on the cult of the legendary hero, the bravery and selflessness of the heroes, love for life and hope for a bright future play a central role in Albanian folk tales. Radio Tirana listeners, that is all about Albanian mythology. Here we come at the end of today's broadcast in English. We thank you for joining us. Goodbye from Albania.
Ti ndoshta se kupton, ishte nadvjeshte une ti, si ti flen, ti dashim në ver, dhe yet një ganjo, dize shim qe, për të ngrohur me duar qasmin lan bota e pa njohur për ne dashuria mister nuk e dinim sa shumë se sa fort zemra trinin sa fort
ti, jam o men, një trishtim më sjell. Bota e pa njohur për ne, dashuria mister, nuk e nija asur, nuk e dije asti, dhe nuk kiste askush, dhe shtë gjonim se sa por zemrat rrë.